So very similar story, boys to girls, Coach. You started with a struggle against Osborne and then a struggle at the Gallatin tournament, but you got a victory on your home floor against Union Star. The difference between the boys and the girls is once you got the Union Star win, it got difficult again, but level of opponent coming into play too. Stuartsville and Pattonsburg on Thursday and Friday. Those are two really difficult Class 1 teams.
Yeah, they're playing really good ball right now. You know, for us on Tuesday night against Union Star, that was a huge win for us. Star put up a pretty darn good fight. Luckily, we were able to get a couple of their key players in some foul trouble, and that really helped us in the second half close out. We had a huge fourth quarter where we put up 20-some points. A couple guys stepped up, started hitting down some perimeter shots for us. You know, I think Jory Stotts and Brody Langford were huge for us in that fourth quarter. They both ended up putting up 20 points on the board for us, and so that was huge in the fourth quarter to have those guys step up and knock down some perimeter shots. And so that was a really big step in the right direction for our program. But then, like you said, we step up and we have to play Stuartsville, who's, you know, Coach Curtis does an excellent job of getting his team to play with intensity and pressure defense and really gets up and down the floor fast. And so if you're not prepared to match that level of intensity, it wears you down and you fall behind fairly quick. And I think that happened to us in about the second quarter where we kind of ran out of steam and they were still used to playing at that level. So they were able to take it to us there, and especially in the second quarter. And, Pattonsburg, just a really solid team. There's not very many weaknesses there. Even if their first five isn't playing up to standards in the first couple minutes, the next five they send in is just, you know, they can step up and hit some shots too. And so they came out and scored early, and we just had trouble keeping up with them.
Yeah, and Pattonsburg's different this year, and I haven't seen them play, but I do know from football season that they lost Cameron Jones to a torn ACL, which is a really difficult loss for Pattonsburg because he was a really excellent quick point guard for them. But the two players I know they have are Patrick Cowley along with Carter Crone, and they're a tough stop as far as a 1-2 punch.
Yeah, they are. They're very athletic. Patrick, I've never seen anybody as quick as him, especially on the court and on the football field. And Carter, just a big presence in the lane. He's athletic. You're not going to get very many rebounds off of him unless you're just being a great physical block out on him. But they even had some bench personnel come in and put some good minutes on the floor and knock down some points. I think their leading scorer that night was Wiley Butler, and so that was great for him to step out there and play like he did. We just had one of those nights where I don't know if we were tired from the night before at Stuartsville or we just weren't there mentally. We weren't prepared to bring the level of intensity we needed to play against Pattonsburg.
Northland Christian was a team that I saw play just the other day against a Hardin Central team that won one game last year, but they're much improved this year, and that was back and forth, and Northland Christian got the very close victory. I know the point of Holiday Hoops is they want to match up teams that are kind of in similar storylines to one another, and I think this does it as far as your Northland Christian team that's looking to find the win column and a Gilman City team that's kind of in the same boat, so I like the matchup on Thursday.
Yeah, they do a good job of trying to find you competitive games, and so it'll be a fun matchup. Two programs that we've never seen each other before, and so it'll be interesting to see which team steps on the floor first and tries to establish their style of play, and which team was able to knock down shots. Sometimes stepping into a arena like that, shooting is not as easy as it is on your home court. So it'll be fun to see which team feels comfortable playing their style of ball first.
Did you get a decent film on them from the Hardin Central game, Coach?
Well, we hope to dissect them a little bit. So but for us this time of year, we're still trying to iron out some details for us. So we'll prepare for them a little bit, but we'll really focus on what it is we're trying to do as well.
Well, there and we know this in the HDC this year on the boys' side, and I know probably Grundy and Coach Wells, he's hoping that the Panthers can move up to this level. But as far as teams that have established themselves as a team to beat, you got a Mercer team that's 5-0, and Lewis graduated, so that doesn't make Winston maybe as good as last year. But Winston's still playing some awfully good basketball, and that's going to be a tough one when you go on the road to Winston on Friday.
Yeah, they're always ready to play basketball. They play a very tough brand of basketball. They're always ready to get up and down the floor, and sometimes it's tough to match their intensity. and their kids are very smart about how it is they need to score, and they do a really good job executing that. So I think even though Winston graduated a couple of their very good players, they're still going to be a very tough matchup.
Yeah, and your team is in the situation, Coach, of playing a Winston that you look at it and say, you know, look what Winston does. Not necessarily with how well they shoot the ball or how well they play the sport, because they got some seniors that have been around and are very experienced. But the message goes to the kids, and I've heard coaches say this all the time. Look at how they handle themselves, and see what that they do as far as being upperclassmen. That's where you want to be in a couple of years.
Yeah, no, that's right. They've got to be in a position where they can, be leaders on the floor, step up and make plays for their team, and put their teammates in position to be successful. And so that's what we want our players to develop into.
Is the game against Northland Christian, Coach, is that the Hawks' only game at Holiday Hoops? You got something else?
Nope, that'll be our only Holiday Hoops game.
Okay, and that's at 6:45 on Thursday, then the trip to Winston HDC opener on Friday. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. A happy holidays to you. We'll catch you again in the new year.
Yep, happy holidays to you too, Tom.